here's a story from The World.
Filling out a census form takes just a few minutes, but it can be intimidating for many people, including longtime U.S. residents like this undocumented mother of four.
My name is Xiomara Fugon. I am living in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I am from Honduras. I have many friends who will not fill up the census form.
Fugon has lived in Connecticut for 14 years. She says many undocumented people like her are afraid to be part of the tally. They're worried that the Census Bureau will share information with immigration officials.
It's scary because immigration may be checking the record that people don't have social security number or is not legal in this country.
And that's not the only big problem plaguing the 2020 census.
This particular census has a set of characteristics that really eat away at its fairness.
That's Kenneth Pruitt. He's a former U.S. Census Bureau director who oversaw the nationwide tally 20 years ago. Pruitt says undercounts of groups, including Black, Latino, Asian, and indigenous populations, have long been a problem. Now census workers also have to deal with the logistical nightmare of counting households during a pandemic. Pruitt told me he's especially concerned that the Bureau is ending the count at the end of September, a month earlier than planned.
They were told to announce it by the White House. And they were desperately fighting to get an additional 4 months for the census. It was supposed to at least go to October 31. And they were told they were running a marathon. And suddenly they were told, oh, sorry, it's really a sprint. So there's been a big shuffle, big effort. The Census Bureau is very dedicated to sort of bring it off anyway. But there's not enough time to find about 56 million households, especially given COVID, because some of those households are in hot spots. And they're not likely to answer the door, and the enumerators do not even want to go into those neighborhoods. So this shortening it is going to, I think, result in an unprecedented undercount.
Do you have a sense of percentage-wise, like how off the count could potentially be?
We know the last two censuses were good censuses. They came in very close to 100%. So I would say if a census today is 5% or 8% less than either of those censuses, then it clearly is not living up to the standards that have already been achieved. Right now, the White House is not in charge of the census. The Congress is not in charge of the census. Even the Census Bureau is not in charge of the census. COVID is in charge of the census. It will determine what can happen over these next 50 days.
So just practically, what happens if the census counts are off and certain groups are under or overrepresented?
You have asked the biggest question that sits before us right now. We've never had a census which at the end of the day we didn't say, this is good enough to use. The Census Bureau knows how inaccurate they're going to be. They have independent measures of the numbers, and they will say, you know, we really missed these many people, and we know we missed this many people, and so forth and so on. And we do not have rules for a census. What we do have are very high quality standards. And if you read the legislation on these quality standards, you could come to the conclusion that the Census Bureau would have to say, we don't meet those standards. Then we don't know what would happen, quite honestly. Does that mean the Census Bureau would not turn in the numbers? That's a possibility. Does it mean that we would open up the calendar again and give them another month? That's a possibility. Does it mean more money? I don't know what will happen.
Well, what if it is way off? And suppose there's a new administration that takes the helm. Is a do-over possible?
Anything is possible. You've spent $15 billion. You would hope it would not be a do-over. You hope you would start from those cases which you're very confident of and simply go back to work and finish it up. Here's what I've asked to happen. I've asked for the Congress to appoint a group of experts, scientists, statisticians, to come up with predetermined metrics. And these metrics will be used to judge the quality of the census and put that in the hands of apolitical, like the American Statistical Association or the National Academy of Science, where really they just want to get it right, determine its accuracy. And then we would know. We would have a process in place that would allow us to make that judgment as a country.
Kenneth Pruitt oversaw the 2000 census and directed the U.S. Census Bureau from 1998 to 2001. Thank you very much for being with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Lots of unanswered questions about the 2020 census. Still, every day, more and more households are being counted. Remember Xiomara Fugon, the woman we heard from a moment ago? It turns out she's been getting more information from community organizers in Bridgeport, Connecticut, about the importance of being counted. They explained the resources her town could receive if more people like her were part of the tally.
It's more opportunity for the community, the city, the school.
So Xiomara has made a new decision.
This weekend, I am ready for my census.
Count Xiomara Fugon in for the count.